Slow-paced breathing isn't just breathing. Picture this: a stressed person, chest tight, mind spiraling, is told, "Just take a deep breath." It's become a cliche, but it can also feel dismissive, like a physician telling a patient to lose weight without providing a roadmap and resources. Yet, when guided with curiosity and clarity, breathing becomes a precision tool, a direct bridge to the autonomic nervous system, that largely inaccessible network governing heart rate, blood pressure, and emotional states. Breathing holds a rare duality. It's involuntary and voluntary, allowing us to step into our own physiology and intentionally steer it. When clients practice rhythmic breathing, calm, intentional, and grounded, they engage the vagus nerve, inviting a shift toward parasympathetic dominance, where safety cues replace threat signals. Slow, paced breathing doesn't merely calm you down. It directly modulates brain regions such as the anterior insula and medial prefrontal cortex, which coordinate cardiovascular control and emotional regulation. This is why, in the right hands, breathing becomes an immediate way to interrupt panic cascades and restore balance. Dispelling myths to strengthen credibility. Before clients can trust their breath, they need to unlearn misinformation. Myth 1. Carbon dioxide is just a waste gas. In truth, carbon dioxide, CO2, is essential for delivering oxygen to tissues through the Bohr effect, where hemoglobin's affinity for oxygen decreases in the presence of CO2, allowing oxygen release where it's needed most. Overbreathing lowers CO2, raises blood pH, and keeps oxygen bound to hemoglobin, effectively starving tissues, including the brain, of oxygen. Myth 2. More oxygen is always better. At rest, blood oxygen saturation is typically 95 to 100%. The issue in stress isn't a shortage of oxygen in the blood, but whether oxygen is released efficiently to tissues. Overemphasizing getting more oxygen often leads to excessive inhalation and loss of CO2, undermining oxygen delivery and triggering symptoms like dizziness, chest tightness, or heightened anxiety. Debunking these myths positions breathing as an evidence-based skill, not an airy abstraction. A simple, evidence-based approach. The science supports an accessible starting point: slow nasal inhalation for about 5 seconds, gentle pursed lip exhalation for about 5 to 6 seconds, repeated for 5 to 10 cycles. This approach, practiced at roughly 5.5 to 6 breaths per minute, consistently increases heart rate variability, enhances vagal tone, and strengthens brain-heart coupling. The nose is the preferred route for inhalation when medically advisable, not just for filtration and humidification, but because nasal breathing boosts nitric oxide levels, which dilate blood vessels and improve oxygen distribution. Pursed lip exhalation slows airflow, supporting CO2 retention and giving the nervous system time to shift toward balance. Why slow-paced breathing works. Slow, intentional breathing optimizes the ratio of oxygen to CO2, stabilizes blood pH, and enhances nitric oxide, mediated vasodilation. Functional neuroimaging shows that such breathing activates the thalamus, anterior insula, and medial cingulate gyrus, key hubs of the central autonomic network. These areas integrate interoceptive awareness with cardiovascular control, helping the brain coordinate both arousal and recovery phases. This coupling is not just theoretical. Huber et al., 2025, demonstrated predictive, bidirectional relationships between brain activation and HRV during both stress and recovery. In essence, breathing shapes the heart's rhythm, and that rhythm shapes the brain state. Building buy-in through clarity. When clients learn that breathing is not about forcing calm, but about regulating gas exchange, circulation, and neural feedback loops, the exercise becomes purposeful. They're not being told to relax. They're being shown how to control a lever that changes both brain and body states in seconds. By grounding instruction in anatomy, physiology, and neuroscience, we transform rhythmic breathing from a cliche into a credible, skill-based intervention. 5 key takeaways. 1. We can voluntarily control our breathing to influence autonomic states in real time. 2. Carbon dioxide is vital for oxygen delivery. Overbreathing disrupts this balance. 3. More oxygen is not inherently better. Delivery efficiency matters more than quantity. 4. Slow, nasal inhaled, pursed lip exhale breathing at about 5.5 to 6 breaths per minute improves HRV and brain-heart coordination. 5. Client buy-in increases when breathing is explained through science, not slogans.